From Spark and Anvil and Latticeforge, this is The Latin Square 3, in Chapter 1 of the Latticeforge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. The three of them worked the same grid so often, the other artisans called them the Latin Square 3. It made sense. Anli, Cage, and Kaku all lived on the same bones, a grid where each number appears exactly once in every row and column. What made them a trio was that they read those bones three different ways, and where their three readings agreed, the grid had nowhere left to hide. Ada set a single grid in front of them one morning, a nasty one, mostly empty, with cage fences penned over some regions and crossed some clues perched over some runs. "It stumped me," she admitted, which she rarely said. "See what the three of you see." "Same grid, three languages," Anli said, already scanning for the emptiest square. "Let's translate."
Anli went first because she always found the free ground. She ignored the fences and the sums entirely at first and just hunted for a square hemmed in by its own row, column, and box. The pure no repeats rule, nothing fancy. "This one," she said, tapping a cell where 1 through 8 were all spoken for in its lines. "Only 9 is left. Not a guess. The only place it fits. Lantern down." The single certain 9 rippled outward. Two neighboring squares now had one fewer candidate each. "I've opened the door," she said. "Someone read the fences."
Cage stepped in, reading the same grid as a set of penned targets. A 3-square fence marked 6 times overlapped the region Anli had just touched. 1, 2, 3 multiply to 6, he said, and Anli's 9 next door forbids a repeat down this column, so the 2 can't sit here, it'd clash, which leaves exactly 1 way to lay 1, 2, 3 in this pen. He set them, humming. "The uniqueness Anli loves and the target on my plaque agreed. More rules, fewer answers. 2 more cells locked, and across some run now had all but 1 of its cells filled." Kaku finished the corner, reading the grid as totals. A run clued 17 across. 2 cells stared at her, 8 and 9. "The only pair that reaches 17 without repeating," she said. "And Cage's placement already put a 9 in the crossing column. So this cell can't be 9. It's 8, which makes its partner 9, over there where 9 is still allowed." She wrote it in her ledger, with the small satisfaction of a balanced book. The sum named its parts. Anli's uniqueness and Cage's cage told me the order. The corner, hopeless 20 minutes ago, was solid. They stepped back together and looked at what they'd built. Not one of them had solved it alone. Anli's forced 9 gave Cage his no repeat. Cage's 1, 2, 3 gave Kaku her filled crossing. Kaku's 8 closed a column that handed Anli her next forced cell. 3 ways of being sure, braided into 1 grid, each covering the other's blind spots. There's a particular gladness in that, the warm, easy feeling of different certainties all landing on the same answer, no one having to be right alone. Anli's shoulders were down. Cage had that behind the ribs click. Kaku's held breath had long since gone out even. "Same grid, 3 rules," Anli said, and every one of them true at once. And the grid, read 3 ways and agreeing with itself everywhere, sat finished between the 3 of them, like something they'd woven together.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to the Latin Square 3. Released under Creative Commons BYNC SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.